T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What about us? Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Everyone has left me. Lance, it's just you and me.
Who turned on our mics?
I turned on mine.
Did
and
you
I think
really?
Yours is always up. I'm not exactly sure. But Kevin had to run and get headphones for Greg Warren, who is here now. Tim is grabbing him, our special guest, in just a few minutes. I want to remind you about your 12K a day code word this hour. If you missed it, it is extra, E-X-T-R-A. All you have to do is text extra to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could possibly win $1,000. You do it 12 times a day. Welcome, Greg.
Hi. Hi, Courtney. How you doing?
Do you have your tea?
I got my tea.
All right.
Emperor's Clouds and Mist.
Oh, is that what it is? Braggart?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing pretty well for myself.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
I know you and Tim go way back.
Not too far back.
We don't go that far back. We've just bonded rather quickly.
Yeah.
Is it a single guy thing?
It could be.
Comic thing?
Let's just say I'm a little more single than Tim is.
The pickings aren't as...
Well, I don't want to get into pickings, but...
Listen, I wanted to do something with the whole show. You know, you see these Facebook things all the time. Different little quizzes, and you answer questions about yourself.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun to go around the room and answer these different questions about ourselves.
Okay. Can I say one thing about Facebook, though, before we get into it?
Sure.
These things where these people are donating their birthdays on Facebook, like, I'm donating my birthday to this cause. Well, I wasn't going to get you anything anyways. It just, I have whatever, 5,000 friends or whatever. There's two of them, you know, my brother and my dad. That's who I was going to get gifts for. Whatever you were going to get me, whatever money that you were going to spend on me, just give it to this cause. Well, then, okay. I wasn't going to get you anything.
That cause wasn't that thrilled to have your birthday
Facebook
anyway.
Facebook thoughts with Greg Warren.
No, yeah, you can't hear that. Put your headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you missed your Facebook thoughts with Greg Warren.
Oh, sorry. That's probably solid work by Kevin that I just ignored.
Yeah, you did. All right, so.
Story of my life, Greg.
All right, so first question, and it says, fill this out without fibbing. Do you sleep naked?
No.
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 No. All right, that's all we have time for.
I'm gonna make a good promo.
Y98 Courtney and Company, your code word this hour, don't forget the 12K a day giveaway is extra, E-X-T-R-A. You can text that 72881 by the end of the hour and maybe win $1,000.
Greg, what do you think about the new name of the show?
I mean, I like it, you know. Yeah.
It's okay.
No, I'm all for it. I mean, if you need that to make yourself feel better, we always thought it was your show anyways, but, you know, now I guess everybody knows, you know, anybody that knows you, you know, I mean, yeah, we know it's your show.
It's weird.
If you walk into any room with you, it's your show, even if it's not a radio show.
It doesn't say anything.
I just think it's sad that she makes everybody else in the office refer to the rest of us as company.
I know. Yeah. I know. Hey, Tim. Greg here. That's company.
All right. Our special guest, along with the company this morning, is Greg Warren. And we always love having Greg in. Greg's going to hit the road for a show in Iowa later today.
Yeah. Dubuque. Yeah.
Always bragging.
Always. Yeah. When are you going to be back in town? Any future shows in this area?
Oh, I think in like not next week, but the week after, I'm in your neighborhood.
You're coming to Fairview Heights?
Fairview Heights, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Yeah, yeah. Courtney came last year.
I did.
And one of her high school friends was there.
I was not a high school friend. I did not know this person.
Whatever, man. You turn your back on these people.
You get your name on the show, I know, and you forget all the little people.
As soon as you're Courtney, you forget these people that brought you along.
She was a little drunk.
Oh, she was so drunk, man. And at the end of the show, I was sincere. I was like, hey, I just really want to thank my friend. You know, that for several years is, you know, she's from this area, you know, just south of Chicago or whatever. And she, and I was like, it's Courtney Landrum. And this girl, she's like, Courtney Landrum. I know Courtney Landrum. I play volleyball with Courtney Landrum. She was so drunk. And she was saying it, there was a little disdain. Like it was like, I don't know this person, but I can tell she's mad that Courtney made it as big as she did.
Yeah, this girl is
sure that she could do this show better than you.
She probably could.
The company does all the work.
Right? All right, so Tim Convy and Greg Warren, both single guys. I'm sorry, I have to bring this up because I want to do something, and I want to either help you with your single life or get your perspective.
Okay.
All right. They just did a survey about the worst thing you can wear on a date.
Ooh.
All right. And you tell me.
This will be good because Greg and I went shopping together recently.
Tim helped me out. I had a taping for this, thing that I did some stand up on. And I was like, all right, Tim, I need some advice on this. So he did. And I got compliments.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
What was your footwear?
Footwear was part of it, man, which I resisted. I resisted big time. And he changed me. Yeah.
Now you're going to go down that road?
I got compliments on those shoes just Saturday night. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me what you guys think about this. I'm going to start at number 10 on the list.
Please don't be sweater vests.
Super tight shirts.
If you have a physique that you can pull that off, neither Greg nor I do.
But girls you're fine with wearing a super tight shirt.
If they have a physique where they can pull it off.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. Low-rise pants.
Oh, we're talking, clearly we're talking about on women here.
It goes back and forth.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it depends. There are body types that can pull that off and body types that can't, right?
Greg?
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I concur.
Pants that are too short or long.
I don't care for either.
Yeah, you want them just right.
All right.
Are you saying my perspective for a woman?
It's either.
Okay.
Okay, these are for men or women. Right. These are just the biggest, the worst things you can wear on a date. It goes back and forth.
Because I let's just say it's for men, because I don't really care what a girl wears.
Right. Greg's so happy they actually showed up. He's not that concerned with what she's wearing.
All right. Clothes that are too young for your age.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's bad.
It's ridiculous.
When guys, here's the problem with guys that try to dress too young. It makes them look old.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they don't really know what young is, so it's their idea of what young should be.
Yeah,
right.
And it's true of hairstyles and like facial hair and stuff too.
Yeah, man, I gotta get rid of the Hello Kitty shirts.
granny panties or other unattractive underwear. You don't care. If I'm here, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what really granny panties are, I don't think. Maybe.
Kevin might.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Kevin,
yeah.
Can tell you.
Do I ever?
Are.
Yeah.
I know what grandpa's
That's why I bring it up.
Is. Oh, I had at one time my wife's grandfather's underpants.
Your wife?
Sarah doesn't want to claim me, so, but I had a pair of my wife, when her grandfather passed away, had really comfortable underwear.
Kevin wears it. Isn't that insane? And it was,
you're wearing your it's not even your grandfather.
Your grandfather-in-law.
Your grandfather-in-law's underwear you wear?
It was never worn, but it was the brand that he used to wear, and they found it in his, you know.
What is the best part? Tell them about the adjustments.
They were hemmed.
So they would hem the underwear. Are they boxers then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know how expensive underpants
That's
are.
Insane. Yeah.
But
alterations have to have cost more than just new boxers.
It was a gift.
Was your grandmother like a or her grandmother a seamstress or something?
Oh my! Yeah, she likes to sew, and I think it was you know. They just wanted the underwear to continue in the family.
Were they?
That doesn't even make sense.
Were they monogrammed?
No. Okay. They, yeah.
And you and they fit? You guys wore the same?
No, they were hemmed.
They were hemmed for me to fit
oh,
me.
Oh, they like, hemmed them for you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They were just like from the Gap or something, but they were like, these are special.
Hemmed means like they had to shorten them? Or,
yeah, just like you would with pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, can we move on from this?
Please.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, like, it doesn't really matter how long the underwear is, does it? I mean, unless he was a really tall guy.
I mean, they just, here's the thing. They apparently had them. They wanted someone to wear them.
Thanks, Lance.
This is too good to pass up.
I'm sorry, Courtney.
I can bring you in several if you would like.
Why? All right. You know what? I don't have anything else. Wrinkled clothes is number one. I'm just telling you, as a man, iron your stuff.
I mean, I usually send him out.
Oh, yeah, that's
shirts,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually send him out.
Big time over here. With the, he shows up with his tea, and now he's...
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Getting his clothes sent out.
Going to Dubuque this afternoon.
Doing Dubuque, and then Cedar Rapids on Friday, Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Living the dream.
I am, yeah. Got a day off on Thursday. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe head over to Ames.
All right, here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile. Let's start.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show. Your code word, you still have a few minutes to text this hour's code word for our $12,000 a day giveaway. Win $1,000 12 times a day. That code word, extra. E-X-T-R-A. Text that to 72881 and you could possibly win $1,000. Have another code word in about 15 minutes on Y98. So Greg Warren is in studio with us. Greg and Tim are comics, good friends. Thought it'd be fun to have you in. We're going to play a game in about 15 minutes on the air, you two head-to-head.
Okay.
Okay? And you say that Tim's pretty competitive. Because
extremely.
You do a podcast together.
We do. It's called The Trip to the Lou.
Trip to the Lou. You can find it where you find podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
The podcast place.
I think that's the internet, but I'm not sure.
But you actually...
My dad he tries to be supportive, but he hasn't nailed the word podcast yet. And I think we're on like our 30th episode. You doing your blog today? No, we're not. No, it's...
I think that's very sweet. So yesterday you went and did a podcast. So you went and... What you do is go to different places around St. Louis Metro, St. Charles County.
Yep.
You have a day of fun, and then you go talk about it.
Right.
It started off more like field trippy.
Yeah.
You went to the Daniel Boone home.
We did. Mm-hmm. That was our first episode.
And then yesterday, you went and played laser tag. I feel like you're running out of ideas.
It's not running out. It's we just have found that. I mean the. Honestly, laser tag was more fun. I mean, Daniel Boone home was great. Okay, I'm not saying it was great, but there were no lasers.
Sounds like
there was no lasers at all.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know, they didn't have lasers back then. Yeah, Daniel Boone.
And you went.
The museum would have been much different if he had lasers.
It would have been so cool if you could play laser tag in that museum.
Yeah.
So yesterday you went to Edwardsville and played laser tag at
Edwardsville.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who did you play against? Who were the people playing?
Kids.
So it was, what are the ages of everyone that was playing on your team?
Well, there's Casey, who she's early.
22.
Yeah, early 20s.
She helped your age level out.
Yeah, she made us look cool.
Up, gave us credibility. On up to me, I think I was a senior member who's 49.
Yes.
Yeah. And
you played against?
I would say... Ranging from 8 to 12, probably.
There had to be a few six-year-olds in there. I mean, there were some kids who were tiny.
Oh, one of their moms played.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, they outnumbered us. It was like 5 against 9 or something.
Did you lose?
No, we killed them.
We killed them. But wow. That said, these kids must be in there a couple times a week because some of the moves they had.
There were two kids that were amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. And
moves?
They,
like what?
Like a
laser tag move?
Yes. Commando rolls, and they were like flipping off. They knew what to do. And then they'd like fake, like pretend to fall down. And I'd be like, oh, hey, man, are you okay? And they'd be like, yep. Boom. Bang. And just nail it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We kind of, there was one like mean kid that was picking on our friend Tina. He was yelling at her and stuff. And
he probably had a crush on her.
No, he was not a, I mean, he just had, I mean, he might have had some problems or whatever, but he was being kind of a jerk. I didn't realize how much of a jerk. What, he did something to Casey too, didn't he?
He got in her face. He kept making up rules and saying these are the rules, and he was just real obnoxious and he was using like laser tag terms that we weren't familiar with.
You're camping. You're camping on the base. You can't camp on the base. You're a camper. You know. And so I got him, and I just kept shooting him. Because if you can get a little bit ahead, like you just shoot them, and then their things disengage, and then you shoot them again, right when it becomes again. So I shot him like 9 times in a row, and he's like, "Stop it, stop it!" And I followed him. He's like, "Stop it, stop it, stop following me, stop it!" And I just like, I pulled up short. Like I know when I can break somebody. Just from being around wrestling and stuff like that and picking on people.
So you reverted back to a child.
I kind of did, but I pulled up short. I knew I could have broken him if I would have done it 2 more times, and I was like, I let him go.
Nice self-control, Greg.
I did.
Really proud of you.
Thanks. Oh, you weren't being sincere.
Oh, did you hear that eye roll? Or yeah. Did you see it? All right, Debbie Monterey has your news, your extended forecast for the first day of spring, and that's all after Lance and another look at traffic.
Sponsored by Credit Karma, 270 North.
I need some cash.
If you want to win some cash, this hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is...
It's mirror.
Mirror. So text mirror. You want to spell that for the people, Greg?
Sure. It's MIRROR.
That is accurate. Text mirror to 72881 by the end of the hour. Don't text and drive. You got plenty of time. Message and data rates may apply. For the rules, visit Y98.com.
I could have done the setup part.
One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000 if they text
mirror.
Mirror.
It's MIRROR.
To 72881 by the end of the hour.
Good luck. That's Greg Warren, Tim Convey, Kevin the intern, Lance Hildebrand, Courtney. And it's the Courtney and Company show. We have 2 stand-up comics in the studio with us, so I thought...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there, for a while, were you just thinking about calling it the Courtney show?
I never thought... I'm still a little uncomfortable with it, you know, but I'm okay.
From what I hear, it was... I thought it was going to be Courtney Landrum and Nobody Else show, and that was one of the ideas that were working.
You love this, don't you? I feel like this is payback for...
I saw a logo where it was just... It's Courtney with an exclamation point.
They workshopped a few things.
Yeah, I thought that was going to go.
They were very Courtney-centric. And
so moving on, we have 2 stand-ups in studio. Aren't they funny? We thought we'd do a little improv with you two.
Oh, okay. Man.
Head to head.
Oh, boy.
You've got some tea. So
I got
you've
my
got,
tea.
You're
yeah,
caffeinated.
No, I'm focused, yeah.
Tim isn't. He's had lentil soup today.
What a sissy.
That's it. And that's not a lie.
Wow.
That's what he's had. Can you smell it still in the studio?
Ah, man. Yeah,
guys,
a little bit.
I've told you, if it becomes a problem, the smell, all you got to do is let me know.
No, Jenny eats weird stuff.
And I'll quit the show.
Yes.
Jenny eats weird stuff.
She
I've
does.
Been in here. Yeah.
She eats lots of stank.
She eats, but I always am jealous of what she has. Yeah. I don't really care for the lentil soup.
All right. So we're going to play a game. It's called the Alphabet Game. Do you know how this works?
I mean, it starts with A.
Yeah. Do you know what you do in between?
B and C.
Yes.
I mean, you want me to go all the way up?
I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
You two, head to head, are going to have to start each sentence with the next letter of the alphabet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, do you get it?
We're creating a
scene.
A narrative.
A scene. Yes. Okay. I will give you the setup to the scene.
Okay.
And the first setup is, you two are on a first date. You're just meeting. Greg, you're a girl. And Tim, you're a guy.
Obviously.
We're going to start with the letter A.
Mm-hmm.
I could start in the middle if I wanted, but I'm trying to make it easy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Greg, you begin.
Animals. Do you have any animals?
Yeah. Come on. You can't already get stumped on your
first. I gotta go B, right?
Yes, right.
That was where you were mixed up?
Bengal.
Yeah, the next word is...
Bengal tigers. I have Bengal tigers.
Oh, cat family.
Mm-hmm. You said O first.
Yeah. O is in the, O's in the middle. Of,
it's got to start.
O is in the middle of the alphabet.
Okay, just keep going.
Dummy.
Edamame is actually pretty good today.
For me, I'm more of a toasted Ravs type of guy.
Greg, I don't know if I even mentioned that to you. That's my father's name.
He seems like a great guy.
I like him.
Just because I like your dad doesn't mean this is necessarily going to go well.
Kids, are you interested in having kids?
Look, I think it's a little early for that conversation.
Me too.
No, now that I think about it, let's talk kids.
Oh, seem to be a little interested in me, huh?
Oh, works this time, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good.
Pretty much, I don't see myself settling down anytime soon.
Quite interesting.
Unlike this conversation.
What do you want us to do?
Really?
Sort of.
We need a buzzer.
This is, yeah, I know. This date doesn't seem to be going very well.
Unbelievably, I agree with you.
You guys just don't
very, know. Very bad.
We should probably not be friends with Courtney after she made us do this.
All right, but end scene. We're going to do another one.
Okay.
One more.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Same game?
Same game.
We have to do the alphabet thing again?
Yes, you do.
Oh,
boy. Wait, you want to play a different game?
Well, I mean, if you have one.
I don't have one.
Then why, Jack?
But I have another scene.
Okay.
This time, Tim's going to start. Try to get to each letter faster.
That's the game?
Yes. Okay. The scene is, you're on a job interview. Greg's the boss. Go. A.
Hey, I'm Tim. It's nice to meet you.
That is not. That's an H.
Would it be I?
Improvised. You said it was an improv game.
Kevin, I really like the office music in the background on that one. That was a nice job.
Yeah,
man.
It was. Nice. Really good. We're setting the scene.
Guys, Kevin's the best in the business. Are we still playing?
No, we're done. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance in the West. Feel it
still. Portugal the Man on Y98, still about a little over 30 minutes to text the code word this hour for the 12K a day giveaway. Mirror, M-I-R-R-O-R, mirror is the code word. Just text that to 72881 by the end of the hour. $1,000 12 times a day. That'd be a nice little spiff.
I was going to say it.
In your pocket. All right, so Greg Warren is our special guest on the show this morning, and Greg's going to be leaving for a comedy show this weekend in Iowa.
Yeah.
And Greg and I share a love of Ruby Tuesday, but you have somebody's taken the place of Ruby Tuesday in your heart for restaurant love.
Red Lobster. Yeah. As far as like chains. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And
Welcome to my neighborhood.
I mean, I've always known I've loved Kevin, but I didn't know that you were like a fellow Red Lobster.
I am. And have you ever ordered the Aztec chicken?
I have not.
Did
no.
you say Aztec?
Yeah. Try to. Yeah.
Come on, Kevin.
Yeah. The Aztec chicken. It's not on the menu anymore. Chicken,
oh, but you can still get it?
You can still get it.
Oh, Mr. Berghoff, of course we can do that.
Red Lobster is where Kevin goes when it's a special night out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I've always said that there's a certain demographic of people that... let's call them one star or, you know, white trash, I guess.
One star. Hey.
They propose marriage at Red Lobster. you go to Red Lobster on a Saturday night, you're going to see a proposal.
Their bread.
They're cheddar biscuits.
Cheddar biscuit.
Yeah. Cheddar Bay biscuits, they're called. Our friend Josh Arnold, he vacations in Cheddar Bay, actually.
All right, so you love Red Lobster.
Yeah. I had a thing at Red Lobster recently. I mean, I think my waitress thought that I was poor. I walked in there. Okay, and I'm not poor. Like, you know, I'm not.
You can afford Red Lobster.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not rich, but I don't know how to say this without bragging on the radio. But I mean, okay. I mean, I can go into Red Lobster and get whatever. I'm not saying every day, you know, but 2-3 times a month I can just go in there and I'm not really looking at the prices. I mean, and that's on a normal day, Courtney.
Impressive.
Like that's not just Lobster Fest. That could be like any time. Like I could do it.
But she judged you when you
she
walked
did.
In.
She did, because I go, I'll take the trout and I want some asparagus. And she goes, oh, sir, asparagus is a premium side. Oh. I was like, what does that mean? It's real good? And she goes, no, it's extra. I was like, how much? She goes, $1.49. And I was like, I think I can swing it. Like, I mean, I'm going to have to call my guy. Like, I got to call my guy. We're going to probably have to move some stuff around, but like, I'm going to put off retirement for a couple of years, but I mean, I can do it. Let's do it. Let's get these. Matter of fact, it's a big night. I want 3 asparaguses, or I don't even know if that's the point. Asparagi. I want 3 asparagi. What I'm trying to say is I can spare a guy.
Stop bragging so much.
Yeah, but I know. I can, Courtney. I'm bragging.
And you're a big tea drinker, too.
Yeah, it's the like one of the most special times of my day. I like, and Tim and I went on the road together, and
he's very particular about his tea. This is one of my favorite. We were in Springfield, Missouri doing shows, and Greg likes to go to Starbucks to get his tea, but we passed kind of a local, what looked like sort of a cool place down in Springfield. I'm like, why don't we go there? Let's
try
give that
a new tea
shot.
Joint.
It looked cool. I like local places, yeah.
But I felt like I pressured you into it, so we go in there, and there's a lot of people in there. It's a hip place. Greg orders his tea. The guy and I don't. What exactly went on with the ordering? You said, I want some iced tea.
I said I'll take an iced tea, extra ice, no sweetener. Yeah.
They bring it out. Greg puts $1 in the tip jar, and then we're walking out, and it's one of those places with huge windows all outside the front door. And we're walking out. Greg takes a sip of it and goes, oh, man. And then he turns back towards the store, I think, to go back into it and return it or something. But instead, there's a trash can, and he just throws it in the trash can super, super aggressively right in front of this big window. So at that exact moment, I look in and see all the people behind the counter that had just given him the tea. So from their point of view, this guy orders a tea, is very polite, says thank you, tips $1, walks out, takes a sip, and then just hurls this thing into the trash can and then just keeps on going.
Yeah. Did he go back in?
No, man.
It was sweetened.
Wow. No, it was Earl Grey, which is just, you don't. The Earl Grey is not a good iced tea. It's
a good hot tea.
It's a decent. I don't like it as a hot tea, but it's insane. You don't make iced tea with Earl Grey. And I just took a sip and I was like, this tastes. Oh my God! Did they do Earl Grey? And then it's just such. I don't really have sugar anymore. I don't drink anymore. I don't have a lot of fun. All right. I don't have with my food choices, and I don't have a lot of vices.
This is your time.
It's
my
it's
happiness.
So important to me. I want that tea to be perfect. Okay. And I don't want to be the guy going in complaining. And like, if you guys really put Earl Grey as an iced tea, then I can't go back in there and even explain to you what's wrong. Like, I don't even want to. But Tim just looked at me like I was an insane person.
And the people in there, I mean, this was 5 or 6 weeks ago, and I promise you they're still telling that story. They're still scratching their heads. You figured it out,
man.
No.
And I think the story is better because I didn't go back in and complain. Like, I, you know.
All this anger over such a sweet thing like tea.
It wasn't. First of all, it's not sweet. It's unsweet. and second of all, it wasn't anger. It was just more disappointment. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go somewhere else. We'll go somewhere else and get the tea.
Listen, can you hang around for longer? Because we'd like to hear more about tea.
Yeah, welcome to Tea Talk on 198.
Maybe we'll hit it back at 50, you know, but in between, we're going to do entertainment schmeg.
I think maybe you're kidding.
It's entertainment schmeg.
Entertainment schmig.
It's a slow day today, so much so, Greg, that my lead story, I'm going to tell you how Harry and Meghan's wedding cake will be lemon elderflower.
Wow. I'm so relieved because when you told me that it felt like I was sort of filling in for Jen today. I was like, they're going to make me do schmig.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know any of that stuff. I was, like, trying to think of, like, stuff that, like, celebrity, like, I'm like, Sean Cassidy has a new...
That's the last time you think of that.
Leif Garrett is in some trouble, and the cast of Dynasty is not getting along anymore.
I like, too, that you think Jen just thinks of it. She just, like, shows, she's like, oh, and this other thing I heard is going on.
And here's another thing. All right, well, there actually are some pretty good stories. This is fascinating to me. You know, we always talk about Game of Thrones and how crazy expensive it is to produce that show. Well, the Lord of the Rings prequel that's going to be on Amazon is estimated to cost Amazon $500 million.
It just sounds like a fake amount. Yes, yeah, $500 million.
The rights alone that they had to pay just to get the...
The book, Tolkien.
$250 million.
Oh, my God.
And they say that for two seasons, the production and marketing costs for both should total around another $250. Easily the most expensive TV series ever made.
Do you think, like, Tolkien's got some son out there that's just a punk? That's because he's just getting all this money.
I know.
That kid's got to be rotten.
Let's see if they'll pay this.
He's at the bars, you know, every night. Just like, yeah, I'm Tolkien's kid, man. Yeah, yeah.
He has rings on each finger.
Yeah, I got a hot tub in my car.
And, like, for Game of Thrones, they spent about $15 million an episode. That puts in perspective what we're talking about.
And for Amazon, too.
That seems to be...
Maybe this is going to be
their hope?
Breakthrough thing.
Maybe.
What do you guys spend an episode on this show?
$7.
Is it $7?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
No, it is. Yeah, yeah.
So you're watching the NCAA tournament? Yes? No?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Did you fill out a bracket?
I did.
Okay. That's really the only reason you fill out a bracket is to maybe pay attention. Do you know whose sister Sister Jean is?
Oh, it's the nun for the team...
Loyola Chicago. We could spend all day having you try to guess things.
I was almost there. Twitter, that's good radio, isn't it? Having me going,
Twitter says that... Sister Jean from Loyola Chicago, she's the 98-year-old chaplain, is the most tweeted about person of the entire
tournament
weekend.
Whoa. Wow.
And she's going to be around for the Sweet 16 because they won. Mm-hmm.
They won it all back in the 80s, I think. Huh. Loyola did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Tonight on TV, lots of season finales, a show that Tim Convy said is very funny, Alone Together. I'm sure you can get it on demand. It's on Freeform. And X-Files season finale. And it says season finale. It doesn't say series. So I guess they're leaving an opening. Speechless, 9-1-1, and American Crime Story. And the series premiere of Krypton on Sci-Fi, the Superman.
Yeah, no, I actually watched the first Superman movie or whatever with Gene Hackman. And,
Gene Hackman, the best bad guy.
Mr. Luthor. Ned Beatty was that. And I was watching, and I realized the reason they were doing that was because they were plugging this new Krypton thing. Yeah.
But isn't it funny to see the special effects, like when he's running next to the train? It's so terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's like... in air, but not.
There's a scene where he flies over the White House, and there's a fountain in front of the White House, and the water isn't moving. Yes. It's just a photograph that he flies across.
I know.
You'll like this, Greg. Culture Club is going to tour this summer with the B-52s and Thompson Twins.
Is Boy George still...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the original members.
Yeah. I would maybe go see that.
And he's on episodes of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now.
Really?
He's friends with Paikai. That's how this Dorit. She's one of the housewives. I'm talking gibberish to you guys.
Yeah. They're letting British people on this thing now?
No, she is not British. She's from like Massachusetts, but she has this accent like she's British.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Her husband's name is Paikai. Paikai.
Jordan, he was also just on Celebrity Apprentice, the Schwarzenegger one. He got second place to Matt Iceman.
I think it would be a hoot to like spend time with Boy George. I think that guy's funny.
Yeah, he is. He's colorful.
Yeah, very, very
colorful past, man. He's had some.
Yeah.
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 Super Boy George.
Wow. George has some. Yeah. No, he has some stuff going on.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran is having a little trouble in his neighborhood because on his property, he wants to build this private chapel so he can get married to his fiance there. And it's not like a tiny chapel. I mean, it's going to be like a 48-foot tower, and it's going to be like 600 feet from a pond. Well, the problem is that his property is has a large population of great crested newts, and they're a protected species in the UK. So he's filled out the paperwork, but he hasn't gotten approval, but the neighbors are not happy.
Is a newt a lizard?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a newt when I was
reptile.
A kid.
Is it a reptile? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it? How big is it?
We have newts here?
The newt I had was only about, you know, maybe 2 inches long tops.
Nobody's going to make a fig Newton joke. I thought for sure you, Tim would.
I was on my way.
I would have loved it. I would have loved it. I wish you wouldn't have tipped it off because I would have really liked that fig Newton. I didn't think of it.
I didn't have one.
I would, yeah.
Well, all I had was fig Newton. That's it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go into a whole thing about joke structure, but I mean, just you saying, tipping it off and then saying fig Newton, that's not really a joke.
It didn't work. I know.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to.
Well, I wish you would have tried because I would have totally laughed at whatever fig Newton joke.
Happy birthday if you are celebrating.
Kevin, Ed Sheeran's more of a sweet and sour guy anyway.
Kevin Federline.
Oh, K-Fed.
He's trying to go back to the well, by the way, to Brittany to get more money for child support. Did you see that?
Aren't his kids like 24?
No. They're like 11 and 13 or something. Yeah. How old is he?
Okay, Fed is 41.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'll say 39.
45?
40.
40! Whoa! Yeah. Lance.
Lance.
I'll go first.
Scott Eastwood.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough
one. Ladies really think he's cute.
Yeah, good-looking fella. He was in that, he played, yeah, he was a star of some movie where he was like a country guy.
34.
The Longest Ride.
Yeah, it was a great movie, man.
34,
changed
you said?
My life.
Yeah,
33.
Oh, he's 36.
37.
32.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Man.
And finally, Matthew Broderick.
Ugh. I'm not a big fan of Matthew Broderick.
Really?
No.
Really?
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What else has he been good in?
Oh, War Games.
A lot of stuff too. Since then.
Election. He was fantastic.
Oh, he was good in Election.
Glory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Election is a
name something
great
this
movie.
Century.
Was
he good in, what was it, that Hairspray Live?
No, it
Wait,
was.
Wait, was he in that?
A Christmas Story Live.
A Christmas Story Live. That's right.
And he's been doing a lot of stuff on Broadway.
Broadway, yeah.
So lay off.
How old is he, everyone?
56.
56.
Whoa! Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get to guess.
I know. I'm sorry. Entertainment Schmig, more online.
56.
At Y98.com. Here is Matthew Broderick's
biggest fan.
Bueller.
Traffic sponsored by Walgreens. This end of the rush.
I need some cash.
This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is told. Text TOLD to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. For rules, visit y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000.
Yeah, we do it 12 times a day. It's the 12K a day giveaway. The word again, told, T-O-L-D, 72881 is the number you need to text that to.
I told
to.
You guys I could do it.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Kevin would say, it. I told you.
Told you.
I told you. You could do it.
All right, just some random little stories. We still have things you didn't know coming up at about 9:40 this morning. But what do you think the jobs are that people feel the loneliest?
Comedian.
I was going to say a stand-up comic. Yeah. It's not on the top three.
It's not on the top three?
No.
We got them all beat.
It has to be the loneliest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because there's not as many as scientists, number three.
Science!
Engineers, number two. Just hit it.
I was getting there. Sorry. It's
What?
Wait, where did they go?
Science!
Science!
Ah. engineer's number two.
Why?
I don't know. You know, well, our
because nobody wants to be around.
Don't say that. We need those engineers.
We totally do.
Every day.
Yeah.
Engineers encompasses so much.
So much. Yeah.
So many different things. Not to mention driving trains.
You guys are talking about people that drive
driving trains.
Maybe they are in that one.
Beat me to it.
You guys and your terrible lines at the same time.
I know, man. I know.
It's embarrassing.
Well, people, they're particularly lonely because people can always hear them coming.
Science.
Because of the train.
You should have had silence.
the loneliest job. Lawyers.
Really?
Really?
I'm surprised by that, too.
I don't think that. Man, these guys, comedians got them all beat, honestly.
Tell me about why it's so lonely for you, Greg Warren.
Well, I mean, I travel 200 days a year, and you're by yourself, most of it. And I mean, every now and then, like this weekend, I can bring Sean, which is worse. You know?
Sean O'Brien. I hope he's not listening.
Ouch.
I hope he is.
The only thing worse than lonely.
And the three least lonely, sales is number three, marketing number two, and social workers number one.
All right. Did you hear about this new football league? So I guess with all the controversy in the NFL, some competitors are coming in. So the XFL is relaunching.
Yeah, that's coming back.
Who's
that? I don't think it's Vince McMahon. Is it Vince McMahon again?
It is.
Oh, really?
And what's kind of funny is when they did the XFL before, it was like the bad boys of football. They're breaking all the rules. You know, that was their thing. It was supposed to be edgy. Well, now they're saying it's going to be a cleaner, more family-friendly version of football. That's what the XFL is going
to
be.
Let me try to remember XFL. Was that where that guy He Hate Me came from?
You could choose your thing on the back of your jersey.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about the XFL. And it was like, it was the field wasn't shorter, was it? That was a different thing.
That was arena football. The field's...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There were some differences, though.
And they did. They had a couple of shock jocks, I think, that were
like their announcers.
The sideline guys were, I think it was Opie and Anthony were like the sideline
guys. Oh, yeah. They're not even
XFL.
Together anymore.
No.
And they were like encouraging the players to hang out with the cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders were kind of.
Yep.
Yes.
Scantily clad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not going to be that way.
No, it's going to be family friendly. it's going to be.
Family friendly.
You know, what are the cheerleaders going to be like now?
Clad.
The music you hear on Y98 is delicious.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Or you could know them. I'm not sure what your information that you have in your brain is. You know what I think I'd rather call this? Huh. That's interesting.
I thought you were going to say Courtney's things that you don't know.
No, because once Tim gets comfy here, if it continues, you know, it's a trial.
If they keep me around.
I would like to hand this off to him.
Oh,
I'll do it. I'll do it next week. Just keep me around. I'll do whatever I have to do.
I think, that's...
Or should we call it Innerston?
Innerston. I like Innerston. That's good.
That's Innerston.
That's terrible.
Okay. All right. Here's something you didn't know. Michael Jordan.
No, I know about him.
Still earns approximately $60 million a year from his Nike endorsement. More than any athlete that's currently playing.
Huzzah!
Because he's got his own line. I mean, think about those shoes.
But man, he's got quite a life. He always looks so happy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like he's always smoking a cigar, playing golf. He's in beautiful locales.
Some kind of weird mustache. I like Michael Jordan.
Here's something you didn't know. Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Love Cap'n Crunch. Well, I like Cap'n Crunch with berries.
Do they still have the Just Berries?
Yes, I think so. I don't know.
I think that was limited.
It's like, well, we messed up and we had this thing where we just forgot to put the other.
I don't know if they still have
a surplus.
Well, it was created by the same guy who made Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Whoa.
So Quaker Oats approached this guy, Jay Ward, to help them come up with a cartoon cereal mascot.
So they made the mascot, not the actual cereal.
Right.
Okay.
But think about it. That was the beginning, probably, of the mascot cereal.
Oh, was that one of the first ones? What I have learned about...
And when was this?
1962.
And all this time, the guy has still not been promoted from captain.
It's Captain.
Yeah. He could be... major by now.
Major crunch is something else.
Major without the O.
Oh my gosh.
Apostrophe R.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Is that Gene Wilder?
Yes. Great. Here's something you didn't know. The technical term for something that Tim hates, for a burp, is an eruption.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, I just had a really embarrassing eruption.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
It's true. Here's something you didn't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. You know, Otis Redding wrote the song Respect in 1965 and released a version 2 years before Aretha Franklin did. Did you know? You knew that, right?
I'm very familiar with that. Okay.
Tim has a joke about this whole situation.
A rather long bit I do in my act.
I'm not sure it's
it.
Appropriate for that.
Yeah, I don't think it
okay.
is.
Okay, well.
Otis was singing about something else.
That's what my factoid is.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah, it was not singing about...
He wasn't singing about... It was focused on a man who wanted respect, but respect stood for...
Yes, that's Tim's whole joke. Yeah.
Sex.
Yes.
And then Aretha takes the song, puts out her version. It's wildly popular, and women all over the world are singing that
Anthem.
Song on a regular basis. Uh-huh. Respect, respect, respect.
And that's...
Which, it's crazy, a woman taking something a man says and just turning his words completely around and then something totally different.
There's a line, and you went over it.
You know? Because the fact is, men are simple. They only care about one thing.
Here's something
respect.
You didn't know. Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo. Do you know about it?
Yes, no. Yes. That's like the reason to go shopping there.
Yeah.
Besides
Costco.
Buying
okay, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so popular. Around the country, they serve about 100 million hot dogs a year, 4 times more hot dogs than all the Major League Baseball stadiums combined.
Wow.
Wow.
How is that possible?
You ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Because the stadiums only have so many games a year, Costco's.
I'm not trying to look for an answer.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
I got that. You didn't want an answer. It's a rhetorical question.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's something you didn't know. Big Bird almost died in space.
Fascinating.
What?
Carol Spinney. Do you know this, Kevin?
Yeah, Carol Spinney also does the voice of Oscar the Grouch.
The puppeteer who plays Big Bird was invited to fly on the Challenger as Big Bird to get more kids interested in NASA.
Oh, man.
But the costume couldn't fit, so he couldn't go.
It's a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol's yeah Carol, like Carol O'Connor, who was All in the Family, Archie Bunker.
That's what you're going to take away from this whole thing, isn't it?
It is, man. This is something I didn't know.
Here's something you
Carol's
didn't,
the guy.
You didn't know. The Guinness Book of World Records exists solely because the director of Guinness Breweries had an argument with another person about which game bird is faster, the golden plover and the red grouse.
Oh, it's the plover.
Great story.
Like the plover by
7
half
feathers.
A second.
Yeah. It really is. It's
I know,
true.
I know.
He thought there should be a book to settle bar arguments, so he created the Book of World Records.
I thought it was Alec Guinness that actually came up with this whole
Here's
thing.
Something you didn't know.
These aren't the facts you're looking for.
I guess so.
And finally.
Man, the Guinness Book of World Records just... It was a lot more important to me when I was a kid.
It jumped the shark.
There was about when I think like it was like fifth or sixth grade. That thing was really important.
I agree.
Like I really got into it. I haven't looked at it since.
I don't think you two understand how this works.
No. You need to shut up when grown folks is talking.
Oh, I see now. Yeah.
The segment.
Yeah. It's this is Courtney's thing, just like it. Courtney's
you know what? That's it.
Things you didn't know.
Call 1-8.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.